Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Here we go. And this morning is Martin Luther King Day, so I know lots of people have today off. And it's a good day for us to remember and be thankful for people that have big dreams. So Martin Luther King, I have a dream. And that's, of course, where it all starts, right? It's having a dream. It's having that excitement, that passion. I think most of you were on the call with Ruth Lowe on Saturday, and she shared, I thought that was an exceptionally good call because she was very prepared for it, and she went through all the details of how she made the decision, how she you know, didn't know how it was going to happen, but just took steps every day. She did her affirmations. She had her whiteboards. I mean, she had lots of visuals. And this morning, well, the email I sent out, I said, you know, be sure to listen to Ruth's call and, you know, share it with your team, too, and listen to the two Ben Woodward calls. And so, and then we had a little contest at the bottom for who got me the answer to question number 1, 2, and 3 on the email I sent out for a free Eric Worre book. And, yeah. Is Patricia Van Gelder. She's not able to be on this morning because she has some business with her landscaping business. But yay! You are awesome. And, okay, well, let's go ahead and get started. And we can share, you can share a win for the week. But I would really love to have you guys share what you, your takeaways from listening to Ruth Lowe and what your decision is. What decision you've made after listening to it, and also a little bit about the two Ben Woodward calls. You know, the call that he had on January 3rd, he talked about what is the most important thing that we can be doing to move. I mean, there's lots of important things to be moving our business forward, but what's one of the things that we're not even going to have a business if we don't do? And then number the third thing on the list was Ben Woodward's call for January 10th. And that he shared three tips, really good verbiage in there. And I really suggest to going through and maybe, you know, taking notes on the verbiage he used, you know, getting into conversation with people and asking for referrals. And that's one of the things that Ruth Lowe did when she made her decision to really go for the step up, winning the step ups and being on Team Kaizen. And she asked everybody for 5 referrals. But Ben's got some really nice verbiage of how we can just be friendly and get into conversations. So let's just everybody take a turn. This is our leadership call. And so we share our thoughts and plans and wins. And Jack, would you like to be in charge of that?
Okay, Becky Dragon, you are numero uno.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be on this call again after being gone for a few weeks. My thing is with Ruth was her intent. She set her intent and then mapped out her quest. And because of that, she was able to reach her goals. She is very inspirational, I think, to all of us, but it was fun to still see and feel and hear her excitement, even when she was so embarrassed about sharing her shirt. But how impactful that ended up to everyone else. Just every little detail, all of it mattered. Every little step was part of the equation. So it was an excellent call.
Yes, thank you for that. And what would you like to share? I mean, have you made a decision, you know, something from that call or from Ben's the two of Ben's calls that you are going to implement?
Yes. I am writing my intentions. That was something I learned a long time ago, how important that is, but one of those things that I haven't continued to do, as strange as that sounds. So mapping, making a plan, mapping out a plan. My thing today, I have gotten with Brody. I text him this morning. I'm going to be doing setting up the products. I can't spit it out. The display at the presentation for Dr. Gary Lindner on Thursday. So I was getting with Brody this morning to find out how much space I have to do that, and also hoping he can help set up a flyer or invites, because I have a lot of customers in the Salt Lake area, so I would like to send in invites to the presentation. And getting with people that have been in and out of my organization to try to get them to come to the presentation as well, to come be in Salt Lake with us. So that's my focus today.
That's great. Well, two things I'd like to say. One is, all of us, like you said about intention and remembering to do that. We all know the things to do, and yet it's easy to lose focus in our fast-paced lives. And, yeah, that's one of the reasons we get on these calls is to remind each other. And so I really appreciate you, bringing that up. And then the second thing, of course, inviting to an event. That's one of the most important things we can do, because it has the urgency. It has the, that's what Ben said. That's what we need to be doing, inviting people to, so that we sit down with them, we find out what's going on in their lives, what they really want, and inviting them onto calls, inviting them to events so that they can take a look. They can see if what we have with Niken is going to help them get what they want in their life. So, yay, Becky. Thank you.
Yeah, and like Karen was talking about Martin Luther King and the dream, it all begins with a dream, but then it has to become a vision, which is stronger than a dream, and then it has to become an intention, like Becky was talking about.
And then we enroll other people into it.
And then we roll it down, and then we take action. And so put all those pieces together, and things are going to – you're going to end up just like Ruth Lowe did. So.
Hey.
Okay, Gloria Snyder.
I'm too busy writing to talk, Jack.
I know that happens to me.
Oh, my goodness. If I look at a win, I set up a lunch with Peter Gibson for January 26th here in Woodstock. And so that'll be an ongoing monthly event where we have people invited to a restaurant to a lunch and learn an hour and a half. And then I liked still sending handwritten notes. I looked at my December new customers and sent them a thank you note with my business card attached, so that no matter how they found my website or how they were filtered through, that they know that there's not just a Niken.com, that there is a person actively here ready to help them. From Ruth's call, wow. I think the biggest thing I took away was that I have to get quiet and dig into my why, because my why is not her why. My why is not the trip. And so that's on my calendar for today, to do that before I go to sleep and have it written out, because Becky just used the perfect words. She had it mapped out. She had a route mapped out And so pick the destination and then take the steps backwards, map it out, break it down, of course, and that's the whole what you just said, Jack, the dream, the vision, the intention, the action, and then let other people know about it, invite them into it. What else? A big part of Ben's second call was about speaking to people. I have no problem with that. That is not in my challenge column. I can talk to a rock. So, and I can usually get them to laugh, which is a bonding thing. So my takeaway from it is to ask for the referral, which, of course, is what Ruth asked her family to do. She started with family and their referrals. And so that is the two tasks. Come up with the plan and write it out, and then I'm buying a new whiteboard tomorrow. I've got one in the office. I've allowed my grandgirls to pretty much take it over with encouraging words. They like life cycles. They like the inspiration that I keep around my office. And so every time they're in here, they just kind of sneak in, leave me a happy little note. But I need a new board that's all business. And so I'll be buying a new board tomorrow and writing this all down. So that's it. And then ask for referrals. Those are my three to-dos right now.
Woohoo!
Fabulous.
Those are excellent.
Fabulous, fabulous. Bill Cottle, you are next. And you said you were...
Yeah, are you able to talk?
I think he's just listening.
Okay.
Okay. Marilyn.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I loved Ruth's presentation because it was in the details, and I thought that's what I need to do is get more in the details and more set my, like Becky said, set my intentions. And so that's, I've been thinking about that all weekend. And then I thought, okay, 30 minutes a day is not that big of a deal. And I know people that I can invite. And so I am planning to have a meeting at my house and show everybody my stuff. And I want to do it next Saturday, so before I leave. So that's my intention, is to get people here to and figure out how to do a presentation so that I can let them know how enthusiastic I am about the stuff, because I am. I love the sleep stuff. I am so excited. I am sleeping all night long for the first time in probably 15 years, and I'm so excited about that, and I thought I need to share that with people and let them know that it really works. So that's my goal, too, is to have a meeting, tell people about the products, and figure out my plan, figure out what my intentions are, what my why is, and how I'm going to move forward with my dream, because I'm excited. I feel like for the first time in my life, I can probably do this.
Yay! Isn't that awesome? You know, when you know where you're going and you feel like, you know, you're going to be able to do it, I mean, that is so good. I mean, that feels so good, doesn't it? I mean, you know.
It does.
Yeah. I love it.
And you see,
I love it, Marilyn.
You have a clear picture of the goal, of what you want to see. You know, if you're going to climb a mountain, you have to be able to visualize yourself standing on top of the mountain.
Exactly. And I want to make enough money to pay off all these stupid credit cards that I've racked up. So there we go.
Let's get them paid off. I love it. And then after they're paid off, think of something fun.
Right.
And, you know, and that's great to, you know, to share what these products are doing for you. I mean, that's the most wonderful thing you can do, and inviting people over and say, I want you to know what I found. I mean, you know, check it out.
The waterfall, I just get so excited about the product. So I thought, you know, if I'm that excited, there's got to be other people that are needing the kinds of things that these things are doing for me. And what a great opportunity to share with them. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. And you can, you know, if you want to have like Becky come in on a Zoom or us or both of us, you know, we can do that too.
Okay. Okay, I'm still figuring out how to work Zoom, but that's we'll do.
Right, that's one step. Put that on the list too. We'll figure it out. We can
have okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, that is, you're exactly right. It is so important to share that enthusiasm and excitement. And of course, yeah, you got excited about the, I think it was the Meg Duo first, maybe, and then the water. You could see
right.
That is really critical. And then the sleep and the water and the sleep, of course, are absolutely critical to all health. And Nican, I think, has the very best there is in that regard. So, yeah, you got exciting stuff to talk about for sure.
Right.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Well, and I wanted to say the things that I got from Ben, I love him. He's awesome. And I thought 30 minutes is not that big of a deal. And the fact that that's only 30 minutes out of a 24-hour day, I can do that. And that's, it's exciting because that's something that I've never really felt like I could do. But 30 minutes is not a big deal. And so I started making lists of the people. I've been making them along, but I've actually wrote them down last night. So it's moving forward, and I'm excited about that, too. So
it's coming into manifestation.
Yeah, you know, really, it's those little steps and having them, you know, feeling that it's doable instead of overwhelming. I know for myself when I look at a task, if I think it's overwhelming, then I don't do it. But if I think, oh, yeah, it's doable, and if I can see the first step. And so I think all of us, you know, think of the ways that we can invest our 30 minutes per day. And like Marilyn, when you've got lots of people you haven't shared with yet, you start with them. And then as people's been in the business longer, like I know Nancy's going to be sharing next, I mean, there's networking groups. There's, you know, thinking of ways, maybe putting a waterfall in a chiropractor's office. I mean, there's all these ways we can start finding, you know, lead generation, finding ways where we can, you know, start having conversations with people like Ben was sharing when we're out and about and getting into conversations with people. But just setting that doable piece that we know if we invest that 30 minutes a day, man, we're going to get results. So I'm excited too, Marilyn.
Well, and again, it's bringing it from the invisible, you know, where it's just a little wispy thought to the visible. We are following the pattern that God gave us when He created the whole universe, really, is we can bring it from the invisible to the visible through a process like this. And so all the steps are important.
And Ruth went through all the steps, you know, making that decision and then doing the affirmations and listening to audible books, being on calls, things that we can do to keep us unfocused, the visuals, the whiteboard, and maybe having, you know, buying your clothes that you're going to be wearing on stage like I did when we were going Diamond, but you know, having things around your house so you have the visuals to keep you on track. You have your daily action steps like contacting, you know, for 30 minutes a day and inviting and then following up. And so, you know, us, one of the things I really loved about Ruth's talk is because she shared details of how, you know, how she went through each of those steps. and you know, the whiteboard and the visuals of seeing it come into manifestation. I mean, all of those things help us to stay focused so that we don't lose our focus. So, wow.
Can I also add that I thought Gloria's idea of sending a thank you note is awesome, and I had one lady purchase stuff over the weekend, so I'm, what a great idea. I'll send her a note and let her know how much I appreciated it. So that's great. Thanks, Gloria.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. And I've got one more thing to add, Marilyn. This is Gloria again. When I was new in the business, and that very first excitement was in my insides, like it is for you, when I asked people to come and learn about what I had discovered, I asked them for their help. It wasn't an invite to shop. It wasn't an invite to bring their wallet. It was always an invite to learn enough about what I did and what I had discovered so that they could give me referrals. And
okay.
People always want to help you. And it kind of put their guard down. Did they become customers? Yes. Did many of them sign up? Yes. But it really helped lower their guard by just saying, I need your help. Would you give me, you know, 30 minutes to learn about what I do? They're always going to stay longer than 30, but I always looked at the clock and said, our time is up. I have more minutes if you do, and that frees them up to stay or to say, no, I scheduled 30 and, you know, I'm leaving. But it really worked for me.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely, Gloria. I love that. That's, you know, we call that, what, the third-party approach. But when we ask people for their help and to take a look and see what we're doing, see what we're so excited about, and let us know who they know that might, you know, might really want to know about it, it's just so much more comfortable both to do the inviting and for the invitee. They just feel much more relaxed. So thank you, Gloria.
And the practice, too. I mean, you could just... you know, I need your help because I'm excited about this and I want to be able to present it to people. And, you know, I need an audience. I need some feedback.
Or I'm in a contest.
Yeah.
A contest, exactly.
Always in a contest.
Always in a contest. And people do love to help, and they do. It takes the pressure off them when they're just, they're doing you a favor. They're going to come take a look. They're going to see what you're excited about. They're going to help you think of people that you can talk to. And yeah, it's very comfortable that way.
Yay. Yay, team. Nancy Clyde, you were next.
Well, good morning, everyone. I wasn't on the call at all. I was down in Round Rock on the road, actually. Going to Round Rock. Rick Murphy had a thing down there all day Saturday. So, and I did not take the time to listen to Ruth, although I've heard great things. So I will be listening to Ruth. I had already listened to Ben's call. That 30-minute thing is great. And, you know, something else that hit me just this morning, listening to everyone and Gloria, what you were advising her, is really all of those things are things that I can say when I am specifically going after people to loan them the product or just experience it. And really it's casting past people to who they know. And it's basically the message when I'm at leads groups also. And it's just people want to help, and it does take their guard down, and I'll be darned, they learn something and they're interested themselves when they learn something.
Wow. I got a picture, Nancy, when you said casting past people. Maybe you're a fisherman, but we watched our son Lars. He's a fly fisherman, and he always casts upstream, you know, ahead of where he knows the fish is, and the bait comes down by him. So.
Oh, yeah. Over the years, we've always had people saying, be a fisherman, don't be a hunter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, when
absolutely.
People feel hunted, they run away. And so we want to attract people. It's all today attraction marketing, giving value to people, educating people, you know, finding out what people want, and helping them to get it, giving them information. A lot of people want to, you know, lose weight, or they want to, like this season of year, they don't want to catch colds. And, you know, helping, yeah, it's all value. And if we give people information, then they're going to, you know, reciprocate. They're going to give us the leads, or they will become interested themselves. They'll want to know more. But, yeah, we don't want to scare them off right away. You know, a lot of times if you go in the store and a salesperson comes over and says, are you looking for something? You say, oh, no, I'm just looking, because all of us are afraid somebody's going to try to sell us something. And so it's much better to develop, you know, this attraction marketing and friendship. Yeah, Jack's telling me we gotta let other people share.
Okay.
So let's see. Thank you,
Paula,
Nancy.
Paula's laughing then. Paula.
Would you like to share something, Paula? Is your line muted?
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm very excited, and I like what Gloria said about sending thank you notes. So I have already purchased some, and I just have to get my ducks in a row, because again, life is good with Nick, and so that's all I have to say right now.
Thank you, Paula. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for being on and for sharing. I think this has been a very energetic.
Yeah, great call, you guys. You know, it's so good to get on these calls and learn from each other. And again, you know, support each other and help each other stay focused. So, yay, team. Let's have a great week.
All right. And, you know, like everybody think about getting your event into that
the
world tour.
Yes, absolutely. You know, both weekly events and then a monthly event. You know, weekly events, they can be in your home. They could be on a conference call. They can be on a Zoom call. Let's all learn how to use Zoom. We'd be happy to help anybody that wants to learn how. And, I just saw Patricia came on. Well, let's congratulate Patricia. Yay, Patricia.
Hi.
Hi, Patricia. Hey, what would you like to say? Well, first of all, congratulations. You're the winner of the contest. But what would you like to say?
For the book.
Yeah, maybe about your about your decisions, your insights from Ruth's call and from Ben's talks.
Well, I just happened to see your email early yesterday morning, and I said, "Ooh, I know the answers to these." And I had been on your Saturday call and heard Ruth, and I was just really inspired. I mean, all the way down to the shirt from the resort, hello, that's a wonderful idea. She got to feel it. She was engaging the senses. We've heard about this visualization, and she could see it and feel it, and, you know, she put it on, literally. And, you know, I just went and cleaned my whiteboard. I got little green smiley people over here, and called a bunch of downline, and just basically it's things we already know, but it was put back in a fresh way and in a new way with some twist. And so I ordered the books she listened to, The Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks, and the Kaizen Way. The small changes, small steps, and small steps can make a big change. And so I got that coming. But I really also enjoyed Ben Woodward's two videos. I think those really were very thought-provoking at the beginning of the year. And, you know, you can reflect and let's learn. And then what are we going to do this year? And some of the stories he told were great. And it's like, oh, wow, somebody at the top has the same problems I have. And, you know, with the credit card or the Social Security number or whatever, you know, these little things that pop up. And so you just work through them. And just was all very positive and refreshing. And I wanted to win.
Yay!
Yes, thank you.
and
see, that's where it all starts. that's what happened with Ruth. She wanted to win that trip to the Mayakoba in Mexico and the Mayan Riviera, and you wanted to win the contest, and you did it. See, that's where it starts. And I love it too that you got the books. So The Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And then I'm reading off of the email you sent. It's One Small Step Can Change Your Life, The Kaizen Way by Robert Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R. We've got The Law of Attraction already, but we are going to get that Kaizen Way. I love that. And I know one of the things that works really good for me and Jack is getting Audible versions whenever possible. And so we're going to send you the Audible. Eric Worre has a special right this minute. He says, you know, free. You do need to pay for shipping, but you get the paperback book, the Audible book, and the online book for $6.95. So that's going to be on the way to you, Patricia.
Thank you.
I think, you know,
thank you.
All of us can get that. So pretty cool. And thank you. I mean, the email that you sent, the clarity that you got, you know, from Ruth and from Ben, I really think it does really go together because we got the excitement from Ruth to see that, you know, it really works. and we got some more of the details, the little steps of what we can do, the 30 minutes a day to invite people and, you know, getting into conversations with people and just being chatty and being friendly. But some good verbiage of how you can change that being friendly to, something that they might want, like they might want some extra income or they might want to, you know, be feeling better. And so having those little ideas of how you can turn that, what they're saying to taking, you know, meeting with you. And then it's always just that first little step, you know, it's not scary. It's just them sitting down with you or getting on a call with you and seeing what you've got that maybe, you know, maybe can help them get what they want. So really, really like this combination of Ruth and then these two calls that Ben has done for us.
And be sure and go to that Facebook page. What's the one everybody can get on, Karen?
I don't have that.
Active?
Active Wellness Tour. That's so Facebook Active Wellness Tour, and you will see all of the flyers for all of the events that are upcoming. And there's a lot for this in January, and there's more coming on every day, and there'll be ones in February and March. And I think I got off track with that, but yeah, we have the weekly events, and then start thinking about having a larger a monthly event, and it can be in your home, it can be, you know, in a hotel, a library, a place that's bigger perhaps, but it could also be a Zoom call. So, you know, if you're just getting started, it's going to be small, it can be Zoom. So
yeah,
all of us can participate at whatever level.
And share these things when you see events that you're interested in or you want your people to know about, share them. Because that's how Nikan is going to become known. It's going to, through the social media, by sharing these things, and you being on the list too, all of us being on the list, so whatever we're doing.
And we are happy to Zoom in. I mean, we can be on Zoom to speak at any of, you know, at your events, either live events or Zoom events.
Yeah. As long as we need to do that, you know, get a flyer made,
But the flyers, all you have to do. Well, we can go over that more.
Yeah, we'll have to do
one
it.
On
we're
one.
Way over.
But there is a flyer template, and Mike DiMuccio, I mean, at the company he hired, they really make the flyers. All you have to do is just send him a couple of pictures of you, one of you, and one of who your speaker's going to be. And whether it's a Zoom or where it's at, and there's not a lot of verbiage on the flyer, but he'll do the flyer and then send it back.
And all that information is on that page where you can watch
the
videos.
Yeah, we can talk to you one on one because I see we are getting considerably.
Thank you, everyone.
Yay, you guys are totally awesome on Martin Luther King Day. We all have a dream, and we really appreciate you being on this call with us and all of us dreaming this great dream together. Woohoo!
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.